Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs. All for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
What's up, ladies and gents? This is Joey from Owlier, and you're listening to my weekly mixtape with Brian Colburn. Turn it up.
What is going on, friends? Welcome to My Weekly Mixtape, the show that takes the classic mixtape approach to building a modern playlist. I'm your host, Brian Colburn. Joining me tonight is Joey Arena, lead singer of Outlier, who recently released a cover of Cypress Hill's Rock Superstar, featuring Hiro the Hero and Cypress Hill's own Send Dog. Joey, thanks for joining me tonight, man.
Thank you for having me.
Since this is your first time on the show, let's start with the basics. What does the word mixtape mean to you?
So, obviously, it's putting all of what could be your favorite songs together, but I feel like it's got to serve a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Are you giving a mixtape to a loved one? Is it your gym mixtape? Like, what is the intent behind creation, you know, the creating of that mixtape? But I guess, generally speaking, putting some of your favorite songs together, though, that you can listen to on repeat.
All right. Well, let's get to the main event here tonight. Outlier's cover of Rock Superstar. So you want to be a rock superstar? Live large, a big house, 5 cars, in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar. Live large, a big house, 5 cars, in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly. First, Joey, I'd like to talk about some context here. What's your personal history with Cypress Hill's music, the song Rock Superstar, and what did that track mean to you when you first heard it? And I can't believe I'm even saying this, 25 years ago.
It's crazy to say that. It is so crazy. So I was young when it came out, but it takes me back to, honestly, my buddy picking me up for school. You know, all my friends were older, so I always had buddies that were driving me to school. And I remember the year that this song came out, and it was on every single radio station, like 10 times a day, whether it's a pop station, a rap station, because they had the rap version, mm-hmm. or you got the rock and metal stations. And it was, I loved it. I would always play it, you know. And then we had, like, you know, of course we had CDs back then, so we're playing it on disc. And I love the track a lot. It's so funny, though, because I was still young as a musician then. So I got to appreciate it as a fan versus critiquing it as a musician later on in life, you know? And being that Slash had his hands in on it, and, like, you know, I'm talking about the rock version. You got Chino from Deftones and Everlast. Mm-hmm. Growing up in music, I always felt like an outcast because I was always trying to do things. I always was trying to write for myself and do things that I wanted to do and push the envelope and grow as a person and as a musician along the way. And it's all kind of by design, you know, like I look back on it all. It's all like when I was tracking that song and I got to sit and actually read the lyrics as I'm like rapping these lyrics and like, oh my God, this is just so real. It's so true. You know, you're going to be hot one week and then take advantage of it, live presently, because somebody else is going to be hot the week after. You know what I'm saying? And that's all that it was, and how the industry's so so grimy and so demanding of you, and just it just takes so much out of the musician. And I would say that, like, I feel that way. I would be lying if I didn't have a little bit of jadedness. And I feel like every musician has some sort of jadedness to them. And the song is just very real. And as I got older, I got to appreciate it even more lyrically. And I just always felt it would be the perfect cover, because it's just, it's already a well-written song. And I wanted to see what I could do with it in current production, while paying tribute to the original, how I can make it my own, you know, without going too off the rails, though.
And before we move deeper into the discussion, I want to let the listeners know that even though we played a clip earlier, if you want to hear the whole song, it's available now on all streaming services or via the show notes or the episode page at myweeklymixtape.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So given your long history with this song, at what point did you sit down and decide, okay, I have to do an outlier version of this track?
So I actually recorded this 3 years ago. I've been sitting on this for quite some time. Yeah. Yeah. And I was trying to find the perfect time to release it. Honestly, I didn't know if I was going to have it be a standalone single or if it was going to be a part of a record. I wasn't really sure how I was going to do that yet. And it was kind of honestly just, I don't know why now was the time to do it, but it was just the time to do it. But I've been wanting to do it even for a couple of years prior to tracking that. So
now, was the video recorded 3 years ago as well?
The video was recorded maybe almost 3 years ago. Yeah. Maybe 2.5 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan of cover songs. Anyone that listens to this podcast knows I go down cover song dives all the time. And I'm always interested in the mindset behind a cover song. So how do you strike a balance between honoring the original version of Rock Superstar while still making it feel natural within the Outlier catalog?
Yeah, so that I feel like might have been the only challenge. It wasn't significant, but I wanted to, so I put like an intro in it, and the original is just dun, 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 you know, like the, it's like the same pattern throughout the whole song. And I kind of wanted to give a little bit more dynamic to it. I felt it needed some sort of intro. So I took what is the chorus. I made the chorus a little bit more melodic musically. I added some extra layers to it, just to kind of give it that outlier appeal. Coming at you still. You know what it is. I like orchestral stuff in our music, even if it's just subtle and layered in. I like a little bit of texture within my writing, but we needed to make the song build. And that was the other thing too, is the structure of that song is verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. There's right. No bridge in it, you know, like they have these little moments where, like, you know, somebody's talking and it sets up the next part, but there is no like typical A B A B C B structure. So I was like, how can I do this but still make it feel like the song is moving somewhere? And so it really was just stacking the box with a lot of instruments and then just kind of almost working backwards, actually. So then you're like, okay, you know, we're going to take away some of this. Like the first part of my rap, it's just guitar and drums, no bass. And then you hear the bass get introduced. Then you hear some of the strings get introduced. Then you hear another guitar. So it's all building and building and building to get to that chorus. And then when Sen comes in on his part, man, dude, like we really, like I went kind of like a little gent, like metal with the music of it. You know, I wanted it to pop a little bit, kind of give that new metal vibe, maybe a little bit more technical. And then, yeah, like when Hyro comes in, I just wanted to like get like really heavy, open it up a little bit more musically. Hyro's got a grit that he brings when he can really just cat, like, so we stacked the box knowing where each person was going to be and kind of fit like an energy to it. Sen's got such a voice that's like, he's got that full voice. Got power behind it, so the writing had to reflect that as well, you know? Same thing with Hyro. Again, opened it up. You hear big bells, kind of just the guitars just open up on you, and just Hyro brought like a really big energy at that end there. So,
well, you were just talking about Hyro and Sendog. How did you decide Hyro needs to be on this track? And then how did you get Sendog to come on a collaboration of a song that he did 2.5 decades earlier?
Yeah. So Sen was a friend of a friend. And I originally started tracking the song without the intent of anybody featuring on it. I was like, I'll try to do this whole thing myself. And then I reached out to Sen, and Sen like heard it, and he was like all about it. So came together very fast. Sen is super down to earth. You know, he liked what he heard. I had tracks shortly after. And then it was just kind of, it came together a lot more organic than I thought it would, honestly. And then Hyro was just through my producer. That was just a connection through, you know, when we were trying to figure out who we could get for that third verse, Hyro's name came up, and I was already a fan of Hyro, but I'd never had the connection to him. So my producer did. And then I just, Hyro heard it, signed on for it. It was, again, pretty easy with that.
As you were working your way through the recording of the song, did Sen offer any guidance considering he has the history with the original?
You know, Sen, I will say, man, is kind of, you know, unless it takes time for him to open up to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like in my handful of interactions with Sen, he's a chill guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a pretty laid back guy, easygoing. You know, I will say for the video, you know, we originally agreed on him being a part of one of the locations. There's like maybe 3 or 4 locations in it. So we're like, you know, hey, you know, we won't take up much of your time, blah, blah, blah. You know, we worked out the details. He saw the playback because we were getting ready to move to the second location. So I'm like, Sen, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you. And he saw the playback and he goes, oh, shit, you guys went to the next spot. And we're like, yeah. He goes, well, I could roll with your spot. So he stuck it out longer once he saw like what it was turning into. And I think at first, and I don't blame him because, you know, he most likely didn't know me, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how much recon he did of the band prior to. And, you know, you got some dude who's doing a cover of your song, and this could go left or right. And he obviously doesn't want to attach himself to anything that's not going to be a solid representation of himself. So I think he just needed to see it. And once he saw that, like, my videographer, Tom, is like really good. He's real pro. And then he goes, oh, okay, I'll stick it out with you. So like we got Sen walking up a hill, like for the one scene where we're on top of like a small hill or like a mountain or a big, you know, whatever. And he walked all the way up this steep ass hill with us to shoot the video. So he stuck it out, man. You know, so he believed in the cause, and, him and I had a good phone call right before the release, and, you know, he's supportive, but he's just, again, he's going to kind of just chill and watch how it goes, you know?
Where did you guys shoot the video? Because it has almost this Mad Max vibe going on.
Yeah, so we shot it in Vegas. I absolutely love Vegas, but one of the, we shot it, the indoor stuff is at a studio in Vegas, and then the outdoor stuff is close to Red Rocks out there, and it's one of my favorite spots, and I've always wanted to just, like, every time I go out to Vegas, whether it's for a show or anything, I will take a couple days myself, and I'll go out to, like, Red Rocks, and, like, there's this spot where you get no cell service, and it's phenomenal, man, and I love it. Yeah, I get to just go up there, no distraction, and I'll go sit, like, on the edge of, like, a mountain, you know, and just kind of, I don't know, take in how grand the earth is, and like the, you know, the sun, and how small I feel in the universe. It's just like a very special place for me. It's very weird, but I get such a rush of energy every time I'm out there. But yeah, so we shot not too far from Red Rocks. That's where you're seeing the outdoor stuff. And then there was like an old dried up lake bed, which was, you know, where the Jeep is like cruising, and those scenes were fun. It was perfect because we'd been shooting all day, and we're like, man, if we could get it right as the sun is coming down over the mountain and we're just flying with this Jeep. It was cool.
Now, is that your ride or did you guys rent that for the video shoot?
Oh no, we rented that.
I didn't know if this was going to be like one of those Jackass moments where you take it into like a demolition derby and then go return it because you took out the rider on it. You
know? Miracle. Oh my God. No, we actually, the guy we were looking, you know, on one of those apps, I forgot which one we got it from, but the guy was like, he did his homework. And then when he's a big Cypress Hill fan and he goes, oh my God, dude. He's like, bro, listen, he goes, please, if you need anything, let me know. You can keep it longer. He goes, please take, you know, photos of it. And like, I'm like, are you cool with us going off-road with this thing? He goes, oh, take that thing off-road, man. So he loves seeing us like just whipping this thing. Like we showed him like clips of it. And then he became like just a big fan overall. And he's like, so he's got multiple vehicles he owns. And that's just what he does out there is like rental. So when we turn the Jeep in, he gave me one of his BMWs for the remainder of my trip. And he goes, here, take this. Yeah. So, so we made friends with it all and, or with him. And it was just such an awesome experience, man. It was pretty wild.
And for those listening who haven't seen the video yet, it's really awesome. You can access it via the show notes or over on the episode page at myweeklymixtape.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, Outlier has done cover songs in the past. Was there anything you learned from those that you brought to this version of Rock Superstar?
Yeah, so when I originally started Outlier, I did a cover of Zedd's Stay the Night, and my voice was, I was very young, and you can hear it in my voice. I was still growing as a vocalist a lot, and we actually began, and this is the first that people are hearing this, because we've been getting a lot of messages about it, and we've not given a reason as to why, but we are wiped out part of our old catalog, and there's reason for it, reasons that I can't speak of at this very moment, but we did that, and then we did a cover of Taylor Swift's Ready For It back in the day when that came out, and those were kind of I won't do that again. I won't ever cover a song that was, you know, just coming out, trying to ride that wave in, that whole, that's, to me, it's a desperate move. And I know bands do it. And I know some bands have gotten big off of it. And that's not, I'm not trying to take a jab at them, but that's really what it is. Just a desperate way to ride a wave in on like a top 10, you know, Billboard song or whatever. This was different. This was genuinely from the heart. This is a track that, yeah, it was massive in its day, but like you said, 25 years ago. So it's like, clearly I'm not trying to ride any wave in. This is just a genuine love for the song. And honestly, what Cypress Hill's about, the genre bending, that's what I've been about for a long time. That's what I've always been about. Collaboration. I mean, I've been wanting to collab and doing collabs. Like, I've been wanting to do multiple collabs. And now it's becoming even more acceptable in rock and metal. But it took a while to get up to that point because I grew up on old school hip hop as well. And all they did was collab. It was just friends pulling up friends. And rock and metal has, you know, some people are just such gatekeepers, you know what I'm saying? And like, they don't want to share their fan base with anybody and like they, or whatever it is. Like, there's like this, nah, we're friends, but we won't collab type of thing, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. There's, I don't know what to call it. You know, I don't really know what some of it comes from, but yeah, you know, like it's, again, I'm all about the collab game. I think it's important. I think the song needs to make sense though for both artists, no matter what it is. Like we did a song called Warriors that features Chris Motionless. Warriors! That came together very organically. Again, the song was already tracked and written with me doing all the vocals, and then Chris heard it and that came together. Again, we have a shared producer, our producer, JD. He showed Chris the track. Chris heard it. And that was just, again, friends helping friends. And like, that's all that is.
I want to touch on that collaborations thing for a minute, because you mentioned Chris Motionless on Warriors. You also worked with Varsity on the song Crown. How does collaborating on a cover song compare to working together with another artist when it's an original of yours? Because there's a certain piece of that original song that's real near and dear to your heart, whereas the cover song, there's a bit of a separation gap there because you are paying homage to something else, so you could be a little looser with it.
Yeah, so Crown, for instance. Same thing. I tracked all the vocals for it without the intent of, you know, having a feature on it. But in the process of writing it from scratch, I kept hearing Joey's voice on it. Joey's got a very pop, swaggy voice. You know, I'm much more of a rock vocalist, although I am trying to become more, you know, have a little bit of that pop element to my voice. And, you know, that's why Crown was really fun for me, because there's a little bit of a different type of vocal performance than what I have traditionally done in Outlier up until this point. It's much more of a melodic song as well, but I still kept hearing Joey on it. And I'm like, you know what, man, like Joey's one of my good friends. We get along. He's great people. And we've always talked about doing some stuff together. And again, it made sense. So he tracked it. He sounded perfect on it. And it was just great to have that. You know, man, I really, when you create a song, you know, yes, it comes from the heart, and I can hold on to it so much more and go, no, me. But the thing is, though, there's a relationship that gets to be timestamped on a track. When you put out a track with one of your friends or another musician that you respect and, you know, all that. And when that gets pushed out into the world, that whole friendship is like revealed, you know what I'm saying? And it's like in the song now it's in the message of the song as well. It's like imprinted almost. It's just so different. I don't know how to explain it. So like, I don't have the emotional tie. Like, yeah, people will see me play it live and I sing it from beginning to end. So it's like, you know, if I were to ever have this whole, like, I wrote the song, it's special to me, I'm not going to lose that when I go to do it live. You know what I'm saying? And like, as I, you know, whether I'm doing interviews about it or sharing the message on stage as to whatever that is. So I don't really hold on to that. I could see how some probably would, but I think I'm all about the friendship more than anything at that point.
So you had mentioned earlier that you scrubbed some of your older back catalog. So I have to ask, you have Warriors out there, Crown out there, this new cover of Rock Superstar out there. Are these songs standalone singles or a part of something bigger coming down the road from Outlier?
Yeah, so it's definitely a part of something bigger. They are all going to be on the same record. We're just leading up to it right now. We're just waterfalling these out. And there's just a lot more music on the way. Honestly, what people are hearing is it's all writings from within 1 to 3 years that I've been sitting on in this band. Like some stuff, I mean, it's some stuff I have to go revisit and continue working on, but there's a lot of what they're hearing is at different points of the band. And it's so funny because going back on it all, like Creature of the Night and Crown came together really fast. And I didn't sit on those very long. Those came out fast. They were done fast. Like they all came out within the same year of being created.
Well, we've heard clips of Rock Superstar, Warriors, and Crown, but you mentioned Creature of the Night, so let's play a clip of that. Are you a creature of the night? So So with the focus tonight being on Superstar, how did that track become kind of part of this larger picture of the other songs from the band?
You know, I wanted it to be a part of this record, and this really kind of came from me looking at one of my producers, you know, for feedback on, like, as I'm like creating the track listing of this album, you know, and they're like, why don't you put Superstar on? I'm like, do you think it would fit? And he goes, dude, what is Outlier? Like, Outlier does whatever he wants. Like, that's what it is. So you should put it on there. And like, you make that statement in your record when you do put something like that on there. And, you know, I've done white boy, I call them white boy raps. I've done white boy raps and like previous, you know, songs, like three different songs. So it's not really foreign for me to do that. But this is the first time that anybody got to go, oh, he can actually rap. You know what I'm saying? Or like, whatever, attempt. It depends on
how. Oh, dude, you held it down, man.
I definitely tried. It, you know, it was, at first it was, you got to find the right attitude. Rapping is it's a different thing, man. It sounds effortless when you hear a lot of rappers do it, but there's more to it. It's just like singing. It's just without sustain and note. You know what I'm saying? But because you still got to worry about like your enunciation and your, you know, your delivery, you know, your attack. Are you bringing up the energy up? You know, are you taking it down? Like, how are you going to do it? Like, lazy? Are you going to be aggressive in your attack? Like, it's just so different. You still have to think about it, your delivery, and, you know, tracking that. So
I guess the big question is, when can fans expect the full album from Outlier?
So I'm going to say spring right now. We had a tentative date, but everything's kind of a little bit behind from the initial mapping out. Like last year we did it like a map out of like how this year is going to play and given where it is. And you kind of also want to see who's going to be at radio at what point. And because when you go to do that, like, you know, we run mild radio campaigns for a lot of our music because we write, I feel like a lot of these songs have a fighting chance at radio. Now, I don't care about being a Billboard artist. That's all money anyways. I don't care. Like we've charted, don't get me wrong, but that's just at the end of the day, it doesn't really do anything. It's a bragging right. You know what I'm saying? It looks cool. Don't get me wrong. It, you know, I'm not going to be mad if I ever did become a number one Billboard artist, but you know, to empty my bank account, like to do that or, you know, have a label put me in severe debt to do that is, I don't care about that. It's, again, I don't care about that. But, you know, we still want to strategically lay our singles out that as they come up to a record that, you know, need to make sense in that timeline, because going at radio, it's not like dropping like a like the Spotify and the DSP game is all like 6 weeks, right? It's kind of like the sweet spot. But radio, it takes a while for radio, like your campaign to go through. That's like 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. So you got to strategically kind of like stack your singles as you're rolling out a record. And that's kind of why I can't give a definitive date at the moment here, but we are, you know, it's going to be out in spring of this year for sure.
Well, Joey, since this show is centered around playlists, I'd like to close with this. What are three songs that you're rocking right now that you think all of the listeners should have on their respective playlists?
Of like other bands and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking Benjamin's Awaken, hands down. I like religiously start my day with it. I don't know why I'm on this kick of like starting my day. Song is perfect from beginning to end, without a doubt. I would say that, God. Metallica's Fuel. I don't know. I feel like Fuel should be on everybody's playlist. It ramps you up, man. If you need energy, just pop on Fuel. You'll feel good. And probably Nookie. Limp Bizkit's Nookie should be on everybody's playlist. Oh, God.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Outliers cover of Cypress Hill's Rock Superstar featuring Hiro the Hero and Cypress Hill's own Send Dog is available now, and I'll have it up on the episode page over at myweeklymixtape.com for you to check out if you haven't heard it yet. Joey, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, man.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
And to those listening, if you have a future episode you'd like to hear on My Weekly Mixtape, send me an email, myweeklymixtape@gmail.com. Hit me up on all the social media haunts at My Weekly Mixtape. Use the contact page at myweeklymixtape.com or become a Patreon mixtaper at patreon.com/myweeklymixtape. It's free to join, and there's several tiers available if you'd like to support the show a little extra. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you may be listening, please leave a 5-star review, a thumbs up, drop a comment, do all the things. Help me spread the word about My Weekly Mixtape to other music fans that might be interested. Once again, my name is Brian Colburn. This has been My Weekly Mixtape, and until next time, enjoy the tunes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.